Your relationship with your siblings.
Whether you were the first child your parents welcomed into your childhood home, or if you came after another who was already there, multiple children certainly can change the dynamics of your parental relationships. In most relationship settings, the more people involved, the more the possibility that personal misalignment will occur, but that does not have to be the case. Often, the family dynamics are as follows. Your mother and father have not been consciously aware of their own guidance system, and so they do not offer to themselves or to each other consistent patterns of alignment. They often believe that it is up to you to alter your behavior in order to positively affect their experience. So not long after you have settled into their life experience, they attempt to train you into patterns of behavior that they deem favorable. But they are attempting the impossible. Instead of achieving their alignment with who they really are, they're asking you to behave in a way that makes them feel better. That's what conditional love is. If you will change your behavior or condition, then as I observe it, I will feel better. So I'm giving you the responsibility for the way I feel. When the second child enters the mix, not only is there now more behavior for your parents to attempt to control, but an even more confusing thing occurs for you. Now, not only are you considering your own behavior in relationships to your parents' response to what you are doing, but you are observing the way your parents are responding to the behavior of the other child. The potential for distortion and confusion exponentially expands with each new person who enters the mix. Trying to achieve your proper personal behavior is not possible through trying to adjust to the desires and demands of the people you live with. There is simply too much variety in personality, interests, intention, and life purpose coming in for you to sort it all out on a behavioral level. But there is something you can do that will bring each of these relationships into perspective and satisfaction for you. Seek alignment between you and you first before you engage with any other, and never ask for a behavioral change from any other to use as your basis of improved emotion or perspective. There are simply too many moving parts, and you will not succeed.